Now, at the end of Sif Aleph and Kuftun Zayin, the last page, Sif Aleph goes for four sides, so we're up to the fourth side. I don't know how the Mechaber Ramah decided how to split up Sifim. Sometimes one line is a separate Sif, and sometimes tons of halachas in one. But this is one big one. I think I'm going to have to stop a bit early because the Levaya here in the shul. About Matamah Torah, it says Levayas Hameis. So, I don't know, does that mean only for the Hespedim too? Or does that mean only for the Bima Lava at the end? Can I go here for an hour later? No, it says up to 600,000 people. No, Gemara says, Man Deloitte, Deloitte, Tani. Someone who didn't teach Torah, it says 600,000. All right, the last case here is one of the most difficult throughout the history of Klal Yisrael. Page Ayin Tes in the Gemara in the Shulchan Aruch, the second line. Like the Kechavim Shamru Li Yisrael to no lanu echad mikem v'nahargenu. This is the case where the Goyim say, surrender one person. So the case is that they're saying, give us one, and if not, we'll kill many. That's the tzior here in the Ramah. Now, we would have thought that a lot of these things, that they're medieval shilas, except for the fact that the Nazis came along and did exactly this. They did this type of thing where they said to Nulanu Echad, and if not, we'll kill all of you. The Shaila is what a person is allowed to do, what he's obligated to do. It's a strange situation where being machmir, as we're going to see here, is a strange expression. Which way is it a chumrah, to kill one or to kill how many get killed?
Yeah, talking about when he says specific person, not specific person.
Well, we're going to see. It's going to make such a chilek in a moment. That's what you're saying. That let me just be magdim. What the nidain is? The nidain in halacha, which we're going to see in a minute, is machlekes Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish, has to do with a broad ethical question. The question is whether morality is established by the consequences of what a person does. In other words, I think it's called consequentialism in the secular world. There's an idea, is altruism, which has nothing to do with consequence, and there's consequentialism, which says that ethics are based on the consequence of what a person does. And then there's hedonism, or hedonism, which is means you do what's good for you. But now the question is the following: if the rules of the Torah are they rule based? Are decisions rule based ideas or situation based ideas? So that if you say that they are rule based ideas, that you're not allowed to give somebody over lemisa, you're not allowed to cause someone's death, so then there will be no exceptions. If you're not going to do it, the guy is going to kill 100 people. But so what? If you have a concept of a rule-based sense of morality, then the rule carries. Or if you hold that it's situation-based, then it varies according to the situation in which a person finds himself. Now, those two ideas, which they call in the textbooks, are called situation-based consequentialism and rule-based consequentialism, seem to be the machlekes Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish. The two shittas that we're going to deal with, the two shittas here in the Shulchan Aruch, and the machlekes about how to deal in such a situation. Whether we say that you can't give someone lemisa, period, or whether we say that if you're giving one person to Misa causes to save 100 lives, that's kedai, it's worth it. So it's a hard, what?
Is that like with the good message and
one Shabbos that a person is able to be clean for Shabbos?
Not really, because there our understanding of Chalel of Shabbos Achas Deishish from Shabbos is Harbe is not as we would think at first glance a consequence that keep one Shabbos you get many Shabbos. There's a Bir Halacha on Shmar Shabbos Achas. He says even if you know he's not going to live for another Shabbos, he's going to live for another few minutes. It still applies. The idea of Chalel Shabbos Achas Deishish Shabbos is Harbe is a statement that saving his life is more important than Shabbos because you see that there's such an idea. But it's not necessarily based on keeping Shabbos Yisharbe. It's understood to be an expression. It doesn't fit well in the Lashon HaGemara. But that's the way the Bi'ar Halacha says it, because it's not true. Even if he definitely won't live 7 more days, even if he won't live 7 more minutes, we're still in the Chal Shabbos to save his life. So that it's a little hard. The expression sounds like it's a trade-off. That's what it sounds like. But it appears in the Paiskim not that way.
Over here, in this case here, where they say, give me this person. If they don't give this person, he'll anyway get killed. He'll kill the whole time, plus another 100.
Plus he'll get killed, right. Plus that's an important chilik. All right, let me tell you, there are two cases in Nach that come to play. The primary one, the one that Rosh Lakish Rav Yechanan discuss, is the story of Sheva ben Bichri. I'm sure you all remember from the end of Shmuel Beis that there was an individual from Sheva ben Yamin named Sheva ben Bichri who decided he's going to be king. Now, how a person decides he's going to be king, I'm not sure, but apparently he was a popular fellow, at least in Sheva ben Yamin. For president, well, you have to have a couple $100 million available, but if somebody ran for president and everyone knew he's above everything, he would never trade his influence for anything, he could not run for president because he would never get a dollar in donations. He was going to give him money.
Or a vote,
maybe, but not too many. The issue is this. Sheva ben Bichri said, Ein lanu chelek ben David. He wasn't going to take over Klal Yisrael. He wanted to make a breakaway. He wanted to secede from the Union. So he made a rebellion. And David's trusty general, Yoav ben Tsruya, went after him. He ran away. He ran into a city and they locked the gates. And the city was Avelo, interestingly enough, was the name of the city. And Yoav ben Tsruya was ready to attack the city. And in any attack, many people are going to be killed. So the Pasuk says that there was Isha Chachama, there was a wise woman, who Chazal say was Sarah Bas Asher, who called down from the top of the wall and said, why kill everybody? We'll just give you Sheva ben Bichri. And Kach Osu. Now what's interesting is they didn't do it the way it's brought here in Shulchan Aruch. They killed Sheva ben Bichri and threw his head over the wall. And once they got his head, they didn't care. They let him keep the rest of the body, I guess. And they pulled back. Now, the fact that the Pasuk says, Vatavai ha'isha el ha'ir b'chachmasa, the Pasuk says that this woman went to the city in her wisdom, seems to endorse that what she did was correct. And based on that, we have our hanacha, or our idea, that is certainly a case where you're allowed at least to give, about killing, I don't know, but you're allowed to give up one person to save a city. Yechon and Reish Lakish argue what are the parameters of that heter, and I think we could start from Tazayin, who brings the machlaikis. Tazay, tino lanu echad, hachi isa b'teisefta, v'sayim ba, elim ken yichdu k'sheva b'bichri. Unless, you're not allowed to give up one person if they don't designate the person. So who are you going to give up? But if they say, give us one person, a specific person, or will kill everybody, so the halachi is that you're allowed to give him up. If yichdu, ki sheva ben bichri. Sheva bichri got his name here into the Shulchan Aruch. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, it has his name here also. There's an assumption that everyone knows who he was. Yerushalmi pligi bar Reish Lakish Rav Yechanan. It's Yerushalmi. Machlekes Reish Lakish Rav Yechanan. Reish Lakish svirilei. V'hu shechayev misa ke sheva ben bichri. Reish Lakish says, no such thing. It's only if he's chayim misa. Now, Reish Lakish holds, you're not allowed to be over an aveira in order, you're not kill somebody in order to save many. He goes with what we would call the rule-based idea, that the rule is, you know, I kill somebody, you know, I give someone up to Misa, period. Even if 100 people are going to kill because of that, be killed because of that, you're still not allowed to give up one person. Here it's different. He was takachayim Misa, kesheva ve'bechri. If he's chayim Misa, of course he can give him up. Pasha says he's a Marv Malchus. So since he's chayim Misa, that's why you're allowed to give him surrender. Not exactly. I wouldn't call him a Gavra Ketilus, but probably we're going to see later. What is the Hezber? Because the question is the following. Rabbi Yechonah holds you're allowed to give up one person to save a city, if he's Yiftu. Rish Lakish says, no, only if he's Chayav Misa. And what does Chayav Misa mean? If you can understand, the Torah says he's Chayav Misa. The very big nafkamina. If that's the pshat, what is the Torah doesn't say he's Chayav Misa? He's a counterfeiter. If the government caught him, and counterfeiting was a really serious offense, people were killed for it. So do you call him Chayav Misa Kesheva Ben Bechri? If the idea is that he's Chayav Misa Apitaira, counterfeiting Chayav Misa Apitaira. So the way we understand, and we're going to see later, is that not, the vart is not that he's Chayav Misa Apitaira is a Gavra Ketila. The vart is that he's a Raidiv. He's somebody who put everybody into Sakana. So he's a Raidiv. And the Meila, he's Chayav Misa Apitaira Taka. But because... What? Excuse me?
We want him,
right, so then that's a machlech, Rabbi Yechonah Rish Lakish. When they want him, there's no reason to kill him, that's a... He's not a raidif. He didn't... No, they didn't make him a raidif. A raidif is someone who does something to be a raidif. Right, it says that you're not allowed to kill the ogre, only before he comes out. Once the ogre comes out, you know, it's us to kill him. Only Teichem Ayayim, where it's not a, it's a different level of fear. It's a mission alois, a machlaikis in alois. If a raidif ba'inis has a din of a raidif by Uber. But even there, the person, the Uber is bepoil killing the mother. Here, the person's not a raidif in the sense that he's doing anything to make him a raidif. It's arbitrary. The guy must say, give him up or else. So that Rabbi Yechonah holds doesn't have a din raidif. Right. Well, let's get back to the Taz.
One second. When you spoke about the Gemara, the Sanhedrin, the two people, what's the pious gave themselves up from the Gans and the
Stars. Yeah.
So, is that giving themselves up different?
That was different. That's merely the Hasidus, where the people gave themselves up to kill everybody. That was Lefnei Mishuras Hadin. It's no question for a person to say he'll give himself up to save many other Yidden. That's V'mokim Shaharugei Lurayim Demen Kolad Miyacholamit. That's for sure. The question is, what if others are allowed to give the person up?
Yeah.
That's the question. But we don't give me. Well, if he's chayav misa to the government or to the king, a pitayra, you mean? In this case, sheva ben bichri. Yes. Is that true that a Meir Bach is anybody could kill? I'm not sure. Because they asked them to kill him. I suppose that's what Rish Lakish is saying. Rish Lakish is saying, "Kim migarayv shesheva ben bechri." Because what you're really saying is, why am I saying it's altzuraydif mechetesi? Maybe sheva ben bechri because he was betzel chayavis. That's a good question. No, so then what's the raya that anybody is a raydif? Maybe only in such a case. I don't know how to answer you, but we're going to see. There'll be a second example he's going to bring. Is a Taisus and Megillah. It's a Stira and Shas. If you need a Bezdin, from the story, it's in the Gemara and the Gadita when David killed Naval HaKarmeli. So the Gemara there says, seems to say you don't need a Bezdin. Taisus says the Gemara Sanhedrin says you do need a Bezdin. So it's a Stira if you need a Bezdin.
I don't know. Could be by Shabbat. It was a Beis Din. I don't know. If you need a Beis Din, Mistam David had a Beis Din, and he passed it before he sent the army.
So just to sit there and look for it is a wonderful.
That's the machlokes. That's Lachis Riach and Shlokish. Let's see it inside. I interrupted myself. Bushalmi again, the beginning of the Taz, the second line. Bushalmi pligi bar shlokish Rav Yechon shlokish svira le yishchai bisin shevem bichri. Rav Yechon it svira le yapishayin echayim nisa. So how do we paskin? It's very hard to be machmir here. Who are you going to be machmir? What's a chumra for the city is a kula for the person. So var Rambam perakemel to say the Torah pasuk kare shlokish. The Rambam pasuk kare shlokish that only if yishchayim nisa. The Tama Beis Yosef, La Malai Pasuk Rabbi Yechela, and the Kaim Lankavasei Lagabi Reish Lakish Bechal Duchti, the Klal of Shas, is that Lachas like Rabbi Yechela against Reish Lakish. Verisi Bago, Amayim Nishik Shagam Kein Hachi, Vekasa Shomar Ram, Hevi Loi Raya La Ramba. Bimash Kasa Bago Lamayla, Venura Sharaya Hi. So he says there's a Raya to Pasuk Reish Lakish, Mehidi Sibi Yerushalmi, another story in Yerushalmi, Ula Bar Kishbi Tavate Malka. There was an individual named Ula Bar Kishvi, who the king summoned, obviously, to be killed. Orak, he ran away. V'ozla gabe Rabbi Shua ben Levi. V'abbe seyze v'evi aykan. Sheish l'dagdek machetoy shom Shua ben Levi, sh'nistalik aliyo me'olov. The Gemara says that he ran away, and Shua ben Levi gave him up to save everybody else. And Gemara says, aliyo anavi left Rabbi Shua ben Levi, stopped visiting him. So the kasha is mehechan hoyalei lahargish v'liray sholi l'smechal amasnisin shimu fureshes. What did he do wrong? It says in the Mishnah that you're in the Brisa, the Tesefta, that you're allowed to give up one person for many people. Dimkein b'choyayim loy neida al malismoich. Because you say yelam kechayim nisim shem ben bichri, how should he know the Brisa is soisim? Well, because it says v'chulo, you say he wants you to go to Beis Yosef and look it up. So that's what it says in the story. The nearest shall. What? The specific individual is Chayav Misa. He was. I don't know if it's Chayav Misa. We'll see in a minute. The nearest shall. Yohayim Magala Loikan. Sheyesh Mastisim Beis Purushim. Oi Kerish Lakish. Oi Kerib Yechanan. Im Dafka Chayav Misa. Oi Loi. Vahu Gavra Loyo Yachayte Kishavim Mimbechri. For Im Shua Balevi Paisi Kerib Yechanan. See, the person was a Chayav Misa. Rabbi Shua ben Levi, paskin like Rabbi Yechanan, v'yichichay aliyo. Dahu Mishnah, zal, dahu Mishnah, kamesh mu'usei, la Mishnah's chasidim hu. Now here is where it gets tricky. Until this line, it's very gishmak. The Rambam passed like Rish Lakish, why? Because Mishsuriv, Rabbi Shua ben Levi, it's a rayu, he passed like Rish Lakish. But he goes on. V'yichichay aliyo, zal, dahu Mishnah, kamesh mu'usei, la Mishnah's chasidim. This Mishnah, which says you can give up one person, is now righteous people don't do it. He's saying that from the story of Eliyahu, you see that a chassid should be machmir and be chayshish lechumra not to give up a life, and therefore the Rambam was chayshish for Reish Lakish shita. It's still difficult because the Rambam says even when he's chayav misa, which is not a machlokes, a moirin kane. Haynu makachi d'aliyahu. What's going on? So therefore, the Taz says another pshat. The person was chayav misa. That's how it seems from the Rambam. So he's saying like this. You can learn the story of Yeshua ben Levi two ways. You can learn the story of Yeshua ben Levi that the person was not Chayav Misa, that it's a Rayu passing of Reish Lakish. But it's still Shver, the Lashon, that La Mishnah Chasidim Hu. Or, you could say La Mishnah Chasidim Hu means that whoever you pass can like, you shouldn't be the one to give up the person Lamisa. And that the test is, well, you shouldn't be the one. If you're saving everybody else, so then you're doing the right thing by doing it that way. That's what he's going to say. Tzaddik writes that even when someone deserves to be punished, you shouldn't be the one. It shouldn't be the executioner. Okay.
He's
going to say that.
We don't pass by Eliyahu HaNavi. Because Labi Shemayimi.
We don't pass him like Eliyahu HaNavi because Labi Shemayimi. I hear? Stump. I hear. The question is what her cheshmer was. Oh, you mean because she... Well, I don't know if she did it. Who said she did it? She just told them to do it. She passed him to do it. She did. Rishon Levi did it. He passed him to do it. I don't know. Leave it the way it is. I can't pass a karambam. She'ein moirin came lechatchila. Yenichu adava k'mayshiyirtzu yasu. Zer nirali nachin b'pirish Yerushalmi u'barambam. Uyin halacha yeshlon lifsa ken k'rish lakish. V'lo yimsiruam ke chayvis shabim bichri k'day yeshniya shevi rama. I can't pass a moirichan izah. So the Taz says two things. He says, first of all, that the halacha is like the Yerush Lakish, like the Rambam says. That only if he's chayim misa, otherwise you don't give up a person. And secondly, he says that it's lamish as chasidim, let someone else do it. It's interesting. He says in Shulchan Aruch, Maitzi Dibuk Sil, Nechas Avelus, it says, you don't be the one to tell someone he lost a relative. Let someone else do it. If everyone learns Shulchan Aruch, no one's going to do it. So we're not worried that everyone's going to learn Shulchan Aruch and also follow Shulchan Aruch. There's no concern. And that's what Tzadik writes that about even when it's a mitzvah, he says, you shouldn't be the one to give malchus. Like Mashiach will come, you think like Shluach HaKein, you know, they sell the ability to do a mitzvah. So giving Malkus a mitzvah, say, so they'll sell it, you know, they'll raffle off the auction off the mitzvah of giving Malkus. So he says, you don't be the one to cause someone tzar, even if the person deserves the tzar. When I learned it, I remember I learned it in a class with my class, so I asked them what they thought, if Reb Tzadik is saying that a yeshiva needs a vekker, but you don't be the vekker. Why do you want to cause people tsar? That's what is that what he's saying?
Rabbi Gelbrecht was in Rabbi Mendel Kamel.
Yeah.
He doesn't want any of his talmidim to be the vekker.
Oh, he doesn't want to be the vekker. Why?
Because there's a certain...
But everyone thanks you for waking them.
There's a certain rishis that goes in.
The rishis that goes in.
My talmidim shouldn't be the vekker.
All right, I don't know. That's what he says. Don't be the one to...
Yeah.
If there's nobody, you have to do it. If there's nobody, you have to do it. There is no problem. If the Rav doesn't paskin, there are plenty of people out in the audience who are paskin. Even when the Rav paskins, there are plenty of people out in the audience who are paskinning. Klal Yisrael felt nisht lemi yavin deya lemi. What is it? The Aftira we learned a few weeks ago. Which week is that? Savlatzov Kavlakov. It says, Lami Yavin Deya, Lami Mi Ayredem Yavin Shmua. What does it say? Goyle Shadayim. Right? That's what it says. Who's going to paskin? The ones who know nothing. Goyle Shadayim, Ayre Berechem. Tablets up. What? The Taz is a Chiddush. Okay. Taz is a Chiddush. Not they pass like Rish Lakish. I mean, they're saying, you don't be the one. You don't be the one.
Isn't that a skewer, Rabbi? In Mr. Marcus or Sanhedrin, where they say, the person is a witness, he should be the one who
does the... You force him to. Yeah.
Is
that he should want to.
No, okay.
He doesn't say Cain. It's very hard, because then 100 people will be killed.
Is everything a man shouldn't speak up?
Not in everything.
A man shouldn't speak up.
Maybe the idea is it has to be done with a heavy heart. It has to be done reluctantly. It shouldn't be done with that. And to go in besimcha, you know, betufa mechaylos to go in there and to be mekayim
the mitzvah. By
where? Koch nefesh is something else. Koch nefesh you do, but to kill a nefesh when you have b'chayiv to, they fast before they do it. What? It's, you know, very, I don't know, I don't see a lot that are willing to lend their names to Paskin and the Shaila. You know, everybody goes back and forth, but I don't know. What?
When he's not paying Nisa, why would it be awesome to turn him over if the whole thing is going to be killed?
That's what I said first. Why? What's the shita of Rish Lakish? There's not chayav nisa, now they give him up and everyone should get killed. There's an idea of a morality which is rule-based. There are certain rules that are, the rule is, giving someone, being gairim another yid's death, is yahar v'ayadu, you're not allowed to. 100 people get killed, 1,000 people will be killed. It's worth it. It's worth it that a yid shouldn't be a reitzeach. Better. What? Who won't?
The one that's being turned over is not
going to be. He's going to be killed. He told me he's going to be killed.
He's not
Chayav Misa. No, not Chayav Misa. He's going to be killed, but he doesn't. Chayav Misa means he doesn't deserve to be killed, but he's going to be killed.
Now,
I just want to point out the Gra Tez Zayin seems to be Mesupik, who we passing like. Gra Tez Zayin, it's always hard to figure out the Gra, but this one's pretty easy. Rishalmi Perakhes the Trumas, Hiviyah Rasha, Masnis in Yudbeis, or Kreb Yechanan. He's quoting the Mechaber, the Ramah is like Rav Yechanan. Haramba Pasuk Rish Lakish, Mahu of the Yeshua Ben Levi, the Tzarechim. He says the Mechaber seems, the Ramah seems to pass with Rav Yechanan. The Ramba Pasuk is Rish Lakish, the Tzarechim. So each one the Gra says with Tzarechim. I mean, it's a hard thing. But he's saying that if not Chayav Misa, it turns out that how can you give up someone a Misa if it's a Tzarechim in the. In the place.
Why should we think you have to make a goyer in such a situation?
When you do it, you should be very careful.
It's a good, yeah, I understand. It's a psak.
If you're in a city like this and they're saying, give up somebody or we're going to kill 100 people, why didn't you say you should have to make a goyer?
So the Pisrei Tshuva talks about the goyer option. Let's see what Pisrei Tshuva it is. If someone's willing to volunteer, there's no shaila. He's Harugei Lud.
Yud Zayin?
The Gairul is which one? Yeah, Yud Zayin. Is it Yud Zayin? No. Someone help me. Where in the Pisrei Tshuva? He brings some yaina that they did a gairol.
The end of Yud Gimel.
Thank you. Oh, the very last line. I'm Shuv's Yad Eliyahu. B'seif Tiferes L'Maisha. Dal Pi Gairol Shari Kuv Tadi Yaina V'Gevayna V'Serach Basasher. Ayin Sham. All right, this Tiferes L'Maisha, I remember I had a hard time. When we learned this perek, I had a problem. All right, the way the shaila is very often set up is a lifeboat shaila. You have 10 people in a lifeboat, the boat sinks, cruise liner sinks, everyone gets into a lifeboat. You have 10 people out in the open sea, and the lifeboat is not going to make it with 10 people. It can only hold 8 people. And if all 10 stay in the boat, they're all going to die. And if two of them have to get off, the problem is there's no place to go. You know, getting off is getting killed in the ocean. So the question is, what do? You're 10 people in a lifeboat, and there's no one that's yichdu. So what do? If they all stay, they're all going to die. So two of them, everyone agrees that two have to get off. They're just disagreeing on who has to get off. So the Tiferes L'Maisha suggests that they do a gairol. He says there's no makar for it in Nach. By Yaina, it says he tilu gairol. That even though Yaina said b'shali araz, even though he said b'ferish that it's his, but they made a gairol. They made one gairol, a third gairol, a second gairol, a third gairol. It always fell on Yaina. Okay, and he brings a raya from there that you make a gairol, and the person who loses in the gairol, he's the one. I hate to say the one who wins the guy or the one who loses the guy is the one that goes Lamisa. The Gevainim was a similar thing. When the Gevainim demanded that the B'dei Shaul be killed, and Alpi Rabbeinu Shalom told David that you should listen, only you wouldn't do it. So they killed the 7 of the B'dei Shaul. How did they choose? So he tivu gairol, they made a gairol. David, part of the tumult there is that David, the tricks that Yonason, the gairol shouldn't come on Yonason.
It was his friend. But they, the B'nai Yonis, and Yonis was dead already. But anyway, they made a gyro. He says, you see that the Eitz is to make a gyro. That's what he says. I had a problem with it in practical terms. You have 10 people on a lifeboat, and they agree, we'll make a gyro. They make a gyro, Reuven and Shimon have to jump into the ocean. What obligates Reuven and Shimon to do it? What obligates them to do it? They'll ask him to do a gyro, but if they lose, they're not going to do it. Well, what does it mean? People ought to kill them because you made a gyro? Is that what it means? You'll have to throw them overboard because of the gyro? What? You'll have to throw them overboard? What was the hetzer to kill him after the... Why is the gyro the hetzer to kill him? That's what I don't understand. It's like an eight to type, do a gyro and leave it that people are going to listen, and the two that jump overboard will jump over. So then it's fine. But... What? The pasuk in Mishlei. What does it say? B'cheik, b'cheik yatul gairo may Hashem kol mishpatay. That's a pasuk. The mafarshim there say that gairolos are up in the bush. But the yadayim killing, the pasukim don't agree that he killed yadayim. It's a problem that they killed yadayim. She didn't say to kill yadayim. She said to give one up. Why they killed Biadayim? It wasn't Api Psakshala. There's a tshuva in the Chavis Yoyer. There's a tshuva about Gairolois. The Chavis Yoyer has a story. I forgot. I tell over the story when I give a shiur on Gairolois about some friends who got together and they made a Gairol. Everyone chipped in a certain amount of money, and whoever, what? A silver becher, everyone chipped in, well, let's say $100, and I think there were 12 people, a $1,200 becher, and they do a gyrol, whoever wins the gyrol. So it was a sequence of events, very strange. It's like Yitzchak Zilberstein of his generation. You know, he had this story, which he says really happened. So they made a gyrol, they had in one pot the 12 names, in one pot 12 pieces of paper, and one paper said Mazel Tov, and the other 11 were blank. A name with a paper, and whoever gets the Mazel Tov is a Mazel Tov. So I forgot, I think the third person was a Mazel Tov. So he won the Becher. So they went, no, it was the second person, because the rest of the story, it was the second person was a Mazel Tov. So they went, it's so strange, the second one should get the Mazel Tov. So all the sore losers went, and they opened all the papers, and they saw that there were two Mazel Tovs in the guy room. So everyone agreed you had to do it again. They did it again. So they put in the names, and they took out one Mazel Tov and they put in 11 blanks of one. They did the gyro. So a different person won. When a different person won, they opened up all the papers, and now they saw the Mazel Tov side was right. On the other side, there were only 11 names. The person who had been picked out first in the first gyro, they threw away his paper. So one person was out of it. So you got to do it again. So what was the nidain? The fellow who won the becher went over to the person who had a taina. He said, look, I'll tell you what we'll do. You and I will split it. No one else has a taina. Everyone else was in the gyro. You're the only one who has a taina on me. So why should we do a gyro again? Let's just split it. I'll give you half the money and I'll take the becher. So he was masking, you know, why not? So they went to the Chavis Yoyer. So Chavis Yoyer says that b'cheik yatu gyro may Hashem kol mishpatai, that there's such a kayach in Shemayim, I don't know what it means, a kayach ha-gayrol, that he says, yesh lezeh makar b'tayra b'nevi'im u'b'ksuvim. So he's trying to figure out what he's referring to. In the Torah, he means probably chalukas ha-aretz. The Torah says it was done in Nevi'im, but it was done al-pi gayrol. In Navi, he might mean yayna. In ksuvim, what? Known as treyos, the treyos of Nevi'im.
Okay.
And I don't know, does he mean Purim? What does he mean? Where does he mean in ksuvim? Unless he means what? Give a hashir aman. I don't know. All right, maybe, or maybe he means the pasuk in Mishlei. Anyway, he says Yeshus have a carbon term to be in b'ksuvim. That may Hashem b'chek yatul gairo may Hashem kol mishpatay. There's a koyach hagairo. If the gairo is done wrong, then there's no koyach hagairo. If you leave out one name, then this koyach hagairo doesn't apply. So you got to do it again. So he has this mystical Koyach HaGayrol. The way I understood everything is Ashkoch HaPratis. I don't know what the Koyach HaGayrol is more. But at any rate, he said there's such a thing. So then you're right. If there's such a Koyach that the Gairol is not chant, the Gairol is like Min HaShemayim establishing, so then maybe that's the maybe it's Tiferes L'Moshe held such a Koyach.
To me, it just seemed like a chiddush, like it's an eitzah to do a gairo. But it forces anything? It doesn't force anything. It doesn't. Why did they do the gairo by Yaina? They did it from Shemayim. They should reveal who's the one. They didn't do it just an arbitrary gairo. Went to help, yeah, but they didn't know it's going
to
help. You know.
They were trying to see who's. This was the girl to see who's.
Okay. Okay, could well be. The time of the Cantonist decrees, this was a major issue, and it caused a tremendous, one of the greatest causes in Russia of people abandoning Frumkeit were the harsh feelings at the time of the decrees. The Cantonist decrees were decrees to take Jewish children into the army at the age of 10 or 11, and they stayed in the army, they had a 25-year term that they had to serve. And they came to cities, and the city had to give 100 children. And it was you were allowed Levraya to run away, but and they paskened that a rich person could give them money, he shouldn't take his child. The question was, once a child was taken, whether you're allowed to pay, they should take a different child. They used to snatch the children of Yosaimim from the streets and give them up, because they were poor people's children, and it caused a tremendous amount of resentment there. Now this Shaila is oscillate everybody here, because it wasn't Yichdu. They were not miyachid anybody in that case. And there it's zicha osa to give up anybody. Not give up anybody if lo yichdu. The only thing on the page that relates to that is the Gilyam Rasha on the bottom. The Gilyam Rasha, Anasim Shomli saw Tanulu Echem again. Im Nitvas Echad, if somebody was already taken, Vayodua Shim Yiftu Yutvas Acher Tachtov, and it's known, there's a quota, they have to take 60 Jewish children, or by the Nazis, they have to take 1,000 Jews. And it's known, if you're going to free this person, they're going to take someone instead. Osir liftoise ulatzilai. It's osir to do it. Avalam nigzar litvais echad. Vadayin loy nitvas. But if the person was not snatched yet, rishoy lahatzel lemisha yitzu shaloy litaifsai. A person's allowed to run away. Thus, if he's on a list to be taken, he's allowed to run away. V'rayim perakol dafayin tes. V'chimasi panim yesh v'dobar yin sham. Miu. Now here's the hard line. Miu. Im yesh safik im yutvas acher. Here's the shaila. It's a safik if somebody is grabbed. If you're going to free him, it's a safik if they'll take someone else. Now let me read the next words. What does that say? Loi shapkina lahatzel zehu havadai b'pnei ha-safik. What does that mean? We don't allow to save a vadai because of the safik that's going to come because of it. Is that what he's saying? Loi shavkin al hatzel zehu or zeh avadai. What? We don't abandon. Loi shavkin. We don't abandon. So loi shavkin. We don't abandon the vadai. The
neir
suffik.
We don't take leave to redeem.
So it means you do. Do redeem. Loi shavkina, we don't abandon the hatzala b'nei asafik. Okay? Tshuvas ben leiv. I don't have a tshuvas ben leiv.
Is a father by a son different, even if it's a vada situation?
The guy himself, it says, Poy de b'yasim k'edamav. It says, Mavrichin es ha shvuyim. What? It sounds like he's not allowed to run away because it says im loy nitfas rishoy lahatzel. I mean, it's only someone else saving him. Yeah, but there you're just not saving someone else. Here, you're causing someone else to be taken. Well, that's the two cases. The first case, when it's a vadai, says it's asa. When it's a suffix, that's why I wasn't sure about the language. It sounds like the language is that you could save him.
When you have hostages, some people try to save the hostages, but might kill them all, might not.
It's a difficult shaila. It's the same as the sir. It depends what the odds are one way and the other way. That's it. It's not the same case at all. It's a separate, totally separate shaila. It's like the surgery shaila. If you're allowed to put yourself in a sakana. There were numerous cases where it came to the Rav. There's a story where the Rav said, I can't paskin, and the person said, I know, then I understand the psak. You know, that's
why can't paskin?
I wasn't there, you know,
according to
the way you
have
Kashi
Hashem, I still was not in this case.
No, no, it's not.
It could be there was different, because they were all going to be killed. Well, to go and bepoil substitute is
pashtus.
They would, I'm saying. It says here that it's awesome.
Also, before you said that, many of the bad Jewish guy, the Shatkan, was there any place who said,
I don't think so.
So, what was the bad Jewish guy?
No, it was a resentment against the Jewish establishment. Yeah. That the establishment, they came to the, who did they go to? They went to the city. What do you mean they went to the city? They went to the establishment in the city. And they said, we need 60 children. And they gave up.
But their money didn't give up. The Python didn't say they, did they?
Look, the leaders of the city did it. Unfortunately, they did it. And we saw Salanter, it's known, he tried to do tremendous things to, we saw Salanter, there's a story how he went to the city. And he got up and what? I don't know. One story that I remember reading was that he told them that all the yayin in the city is yayin esach. Everybody has a dinner of a mummer, and they shouldn't make kiddush on the yayin. That's what he said. You know, I guess that was to make the impression. He said everyone in the city is a ritzayach, is a mummel ritzicha, and he tried to make the impression because the city collected. They collected the helpless children and they gave them up. It's chas v'shalom in the city. No yid should ever have, but.
Isn't
there an issue here that
the certainly in
the world
war II, everyone's cool,
God, they're
full
of
Gavrikati, somebody would run away and they say, anybody who escapes,
we'll kill you. So I mentioned last week, the Chesed Yeshua in his Hagdom, in his story, he says that he passed in the air that they're all, they want to kill all of them, and he passed in the camps that you're allowed to run away. Even though when one person ran away, they killed 100 people. But he said, no, he says, not a Suffolk. They want to kill all of us. They're killing us straight out. And the idea is to kill everybody. And whoever can run away should try to run away. That was his exact. The same. He said, that you're allowed to run away.
Okay. What you're doing is important is that the people that were going to die, but they died early.
Right, there's another place in Nach where this comes up. The other place in Navi is by Shimshon, in Shaiften. At one point, after Shimshon burns down with the foxes, he burns down all the fields. So Shimshon goes back. And the Plishtim, they take an army, and since Shimshon was hiding in the caves, he wasn't in the city. They came to the city, and they threatened the city, if they don't give up Shimshon, that they'll kill the city. So it says that they came to Shimshon, and they asked him to surrender himself voluntarily. So there are those who bring from there. Now, why do you have to... Now, I would say they had to ask him to do it voluntarily because they weren't strong enough to make him do it. But anyway, they say, why do you have to do it voluntarily? Because it was Midas Chasidus. He wasn't Mechoyev. We said, you give up one, Yichdu. So the answer is that there, the only time we say this din of Yichdu is when the person they designate is himself also included in the Sakana. In other words, they're going to kill the whole city of 100 people if they don't give up one person. And that person is in the city. He's also going to be killed by Kishuv and Ben Bichri. But let's say they say, give up a person. That person is safe. Give up that person and we'll kill the city. So then this is a redak. The redak says this by Shimshon, that the whole halacha, the Kishuv and Ben Bichri, whether Riach and Mishlakish, is only when that person is also in a geder of Sakana. But if that person is safe, to say, I'll give him up to save 100 people, so that we don't give up one person, save 100 people. When he's one of the 100, so that's when this halacha applies. But da'ilonu kisheva b'michri, and not in a case where he's not one of the 100. Let's finish the Ramah. With the who? By Shimshon? He surrendered, but as soon as he surrendered, he broke out of his thing, and that's when he killed him. He was not mechuyev, right? The Ramah says... So let's see the whole Ramah. And the Yeshayimrim, which is Rish Lakish, says only Vishayim Misak, Sheva Bebichri. Excuse me. I don't know why it says in parentheses, but it says in Shem Rashi for Ran, that's the Rambam. It says here Rambam before? That's very strange. Anyway, the chay nashim shamru lanai v'kichavim t'na lanu achas mikem v'nitma oisa yitamu kulam v'la yimsu v'nefesh achas mi'Yisrael. The same thing if they say, well, give us one woman, we'll be mizana, or else we'll be mizana with all of you. It's the same thing. Now here, we have to see this Dogum Ravava. Let me finish. Kabakim shenebi yahar v'al yavar im avar v'loi ne'erag. If a person was over and he wasn't ne'erag, afi shechil Hashem. If somebody bowed to the Avodah Zarah rather than be killed, he's not called the Oivir Avodah Zarah. He was over on the Avodah of Kiddush Hashem. He was not over on the Avodah of Avodah Zarah because he did it by Inus. But somebody could run away and doesn't do so, and he lets himself go into such a situation. If he could have gotten away and he stayed there, so that's a different story. All right, the Dvar Ravava has here a Shaila, which I find confusing, where they're going to be mizana with one person, but that person is already a Zayna. She's less, I don't know what he means, already a Sur Levayla, or whatever the case is, she's already a Zayna, and the others are not. And the Behudas of the opinion that they should give up that one who's a Zayna anyway. He's Matmiya on the Rajba and the Magen Mishnah, who say not that way. So this, I found difficult, I'll tell you why. If you talk stam al tznus, they're tutsdadim. But what happens if they come to a city, and they don't say, we're going to kill, they say, we're going to torture. Give us one person, we'll torture one person, we'll torture everybody. The rules are the same, the Taz says so in Taz Ches. They say, we're going to be give you surim to somebody, it's the same thing. It's not only if they're going to kill one person, if they're going to give you surim to someone, it's the same idea. You don't give up one person. For everybody, except according if Yichdu, or except if Yischayim Misak Shavim Bichri. So this case where they're going to be mizana with one person, the Dogum Ravava looks at it as a technical thing. How be it Aveira is Nus? It's an Aveira, but this one is a mizana anyway, and the others are not, so better the mizana than the others. Or better the Shifcha, who's not Mitzvah, than the others. So that's very good if you look at it technically, they're going to do an Aveira. You know, if the Aveira is, eating Chazer, so maybe, not so bad, tastes good, but here where it's in Vazi Surin, so that's what the Rashba said. Giving up one, you just look at it. If you look at it, one person should do an Aveira, everyone should do an Aveira. So in Dogum Ravava, we could hear Tzedadim. But who says that the point is the Aveira? The point is the Isurim being given over to such people. Fiznus, that's the. So even the Aveira, I hear that Tzedadim. But I understand. I'm saying without Balav Achi. I'm saying Balav, but without your Taina. Just the idea, the Yisrael.
Give Bracha.
Okay.
Can you make any comparison to Esther in the case of the
Noshim? No, because Esther did it willingly. She volunteered. If one volunteers, it's a different story.
That's the story. The Nadi Yehuda bring the story with the
Ashish,
okay. Who gave herself, and then
he said,
she.
That's Marik. She
was
Marik.
She
was Marik, by the way. Okay. Mitzvah Shem, we still, I want to do Taz Ches next week. So Mitzvah Shem will hopefully. Amen.